Hey. All right, I don't know. Do you guys like this? I kind of like it, I kind of don't. I don't know if I'm gonna keep this. But this could be the new theme music for this new podcast you're listening to. This is the pilot episode of my new podcast. I'm your host, Von DiCarlo, and this is the Grown As Fuck podcast. Now listen, I'm not one to cuss a lot. Okay, well, let me rephrase that, because I am one to cuss a lot. But I am refining my ratchet on a daily basis, okay? And that's just how it is. But sometimes when you are having some grown as fuck conversations, you gotta cuss a little bit. You know, you gotta really drive your point home sometimes if people can't hear you. For those in the back, this is the Grown As Fuck podcast, okay? Now, I am one that feels like I'm intelligent enough to get my point across without having to cuss you the F out, okay? I don't always have to go there. But I do feel like the title of the Grown As Fuck podcast is relevant to where we're at in society right now. I don't know about you, but I am so sick and tired and tired and sick and sick and tired and tired and sick of this sensitivity. Everybody get out your feelings and get into your brains, okay? Get on board with conversations, discussions. I think everybody is just run amok with just complete immaturity, and it's what I think, and my opinion is better than your opinion. No, your opinion ain't no better than mine, and that's a fact. Well, most of my opinions be right, because I am well thought out sometimes, most of the time. I try to be. But sometimes we all have those knee-jerk reactions. We all are victims of clickbait and drawing an opinion too soon about something without really looking into it for ourselves. But one of the things that I've noticed, a lot of people are not accountable. A lot of people are afraid to say, hey, I was wrong. They'll be wrong as fuck, and then, you know, just let it pass over as if it didn't happen. But what's going to happen with this new podcast? What I am attempting to do with my voice in your ears, I am attempting to have some grown as fuck conversations where we could all come to the table, talk about some relevant stuff that's happening, whether it's in pop culture, sports, politics, whatever it is, whatever is happening across the board. Okay, we could talk about it. And I want to be able to have a platform where we can hear each other out. Now, for the most part, this podcast will be me rambling about whatever topics of the day that, you know, I choose. But I will be doing a Instagram video, YouTube video, things like that, where I will discuss your comments. I want you guys to listen to the podcast. Don't just knee-jerk respond to like something I put in a caption just to, you know, say, hey, the podcast is up. I'm talking about this, 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 and this. And then you have an opinion without even listening. Fine. Have your opinion, but listen to what I'm saying first, and then let's have a whole big discussion about it. Fair? So I'll be posting it on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube or whatnot. I'm going to sit down in front of a camera and have a conversation with, but it's not going to be like a call-in thing, but it will be a conversation because it will be based on your comments. So I want you to listen to the podcast, and you don't always have to agree with me, but you do have to be respectful because I don't have time and patience for somebody just coming at me. I am not the one. I'm not going to start a Twitter war or Instagram or a social media war of any kind with anybody. If you want to be grown as fuck and have some grown as fuck discussions, okay, let's do it. If you just want to argue and fight, go down the road to somebody else's podcast because I am too grown for that. That's the whole point of this podcast. I am just too grown for pettiness. Well, let me rephrase that again because I am petty. That's one of my things that I refined ratchet things that I have to work on as I grow, you know, and become a better person. I'm not going to act like I'm not petty, but I am not going to go all out and just be childish just for the sake of being childish. I want to create a platform where just because we disagree, we don't have to be enemies. One of my closest buddies, you know, one of my closest friends in comedy, we completely disagree politically, but we ain't trying to shoot each other in the face. You know, she get on my everlasting nerve, and I will have her as a guest on a podcast. And that's the other thing. Since this is the pilot episode, I'm going to spend a lot of time describing things of my future plans with the podcast. So listen up, listen closely, because you are involved. Yes, I will be having guests and fellow comedians and entertainers of all kinds, but mostly comedians, because I feel like comedians are some of the most well thought out people on planet Earth. Not all of them. I ain't giving everybody the same credit, of course, but for the most part, comedians have to think outside of the box. They be well informed. And if you're a good comic, your perspective is not just based on your own experiences and internal dialogue, but it's also based on observation of other people, things that you read, things that you hear on the subway, sitting next to someone having a full-blown conversation. If you're a comedian, you're probably a people watcher, especially in relationships. Don't even get me started. Some of the best observations is couples, either in love or fighting or somewhere in between, you know. And if you're a comic like me, you're pulling from your life, and I don't think that I am always right. I am usually the person in the room that can, because I'm an empath, I can see everyone's point of view very clearly, even if that point of view isn't in line with my point of view, or if it's against my point of view. I am a full participant and 100% willing to engage in grown as fuck conversations with mature people. What I am not about to do is engage in anything with children. I raise my kid, okay? I am not your mama. I'm not your papa. I am not your adoptive parents. I am not here to raise you. I am here to have conversations with some grown as fuck people. And hey, if you're a listener that's like really young, that's great. Keep listening. Keep absorbing all of this experience that's going to be coming from me, my fellow comedians, and other listeners that are going to be chiming in. And I'm going to go through all the comments. And again, I could tell if you're out to have a real conversation and give a solid point of view that's worth discussing. I could tell what that versus, let me just say some foul stuff about her titties or something. I will block you. My block fingers are always ready because I'm too grown to play games. So for now, I know a lot of people that are listening are listeners of the Coach Vaughn podcast. I love you. And I am expanding my brand. I am expanding who I am as a comedian, a podcaster, and the content that I want to bring to you. I want to expand. So for now, we're going to pause the Coach Vaughn podcast. It's great. Yes, I still love basketball. I was all up in my feelings about, you know, losing my show, grand opening, grand closing, right, for the Coach Vaughn's Corner on Sirius XM. Yeah, I was all up in my feelings, and I'm getting back into being okay about it. You know, I'm sensitive. I admit that about myself. I'm very sensitive. And anyone that is going to deal with me on any level has to accept that about me. But what I also am is very fair. And once I'm able to get the hell up out of my feelings, I'm usually able to have a very objective viewpoint of what happened and how I should move forward. And this is how I am moving forward. I am super pausing the Coach Vaughn podcast because there is more going on in the world right now than sports. And yes, in the Coach Vaughn podcast, it wasn't all just sports. I would take things that's happening in the sports world and anchor it into what's happening, you know, real life discussions. Yes, we all know what that is. But instead of anchoring, we're just going to get right into it. Okay, just right into it. And I hope that you guys are all on board with that. help me get my numbers up. This is a brand new podcast, so we starting from the bottom, and we got to get somewhere to here. You know what I mean? We got to get it up, get it up, get it out. Pass it along to your grown as fuck friends. The website is grown as fuck. I'm sorry. See, I'm just having a good old time cussing. It's grownafcomedy.com. And from that website, you will be able to get a link to everything in the grown as, I'm just going to say AF, the grown AF comedy world, from the podcast to my show. I have a show at The Stand. I don't know when you're listening to this, because if you are familiar with the process of a pilot episode for iTunes and getting your podcast out there, it goes through a transition phase where there is a time delay. But if this is not going to be out before December 13th, so you'll probably just have to wait until the next show. But I do have a show at The Stand, the Grown as Fuck comedy show. It's a happy hour happening. It's a mix and mingle afterwards. So come early. The show starts at 7 sharp, but you come early. Doors open at 6. Have your happy hour and, you know, stay after mix and mingle. It's going to be a fun time. I got a fire lineup. It's always going to be grown as fuck comics talking about grown as fuck stuff, okay? These kids out here in their early 20s got enough shows, okay? Shoot. We need some space and time for us, right? Where we're not going to be super sensitive. So for today's pilot episode, there's a couple things I want to talk about. You know, I did mention my good friend who we are completely opposite when it comes to most things politically. But we are still able to, like I said earlier, not shoot each other in the face. Now, in a world, in a sensitive world where we exclude context from statements, someone might be too sensitive. Oh, they say they want to shoot each other in the face. No! Don't come in here with your sensitivities. Back off right now. I want to talk about guns, actually. I recently went to Vegas and Arizona. I had a wonderful time. And I went to a gun range. And I shot a gun. I shot two guns. I shot like a machine gun and a 9mm Glock. Like, I thought I was in Menace to Society. Like, I was like, yo, like, when you go in to these gun ranges, there's guns everywhere, okay? It was mind-blowing. And just so many people. And I'm just looking around like, wow, this place is very dangerous. Is everyone just comfortable standing here with all these guns around and all these just regular folks just walking in to sign up to go in and shoot? Myself being one of them. So here I am at this gun range, and I can't lie. My stomach, I'm like all nervous. So I'm standing there talking. There were two young ladies that were there to help you decide what gun package you want. Like, there's packages. So we're going through the packages. You know, the guys pick guy kind of guns and the girls pick girl kind of guns. There was a Femme Natale package, I think I got. If I'm wrong, it doesn't matter, because I'm getting to the point. I chose two guns. One, the girl said, you know, a lot of women try this particular machine gun because it's a little bit easier. And, you know, so I picked that and the 9mm, the Glock, because again, I'm in a movie, son. I am so Menace to Society about what's about to happen. Like, but my inner squeaky punk self was low-key terrified. Well, not even low-key, because I'm very verbal. I'm not ashamed of when I'm feeling uncomfortable ever. I usually verbalize it. So here I am in this gun range acting like a straight punk and soldier at the same time. Like, I'm going to go shoot 'em up, bang, bang. So we get our headset. You know, they give you like a one of those buzzer things. Like when you go into a restaurant and they're like, you have a 45 minute wait. And you're like, oh, God damn it, I'm hungry. And you're hoping the buzzer goes off soon. We got one of those kind of buzzer things. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, I hope the buzzer does not go off soon, because I have to mentally prepare myself to shoot a gun. even in the safety of the people that go into the room with you are well-trained. It's not like you're going in there by yourself, right? You're going in there with a trained professional who, by the way, looks like he's too young to even listen to my podcast. But I was like, okay, he's white. He has curly hair and glasses. I trust him. I trust that he knows what he's doing. I don't think that they have people here that aren't well-trained, but you never know. Everyone in there looked like they were under the age of 25. But I'm like, okay, all right, let's do this. So our buzzer goes off. You know, I got the headset. I put the headset and the goggle glasses on over my glasses. And I am ready to go. So we go into the room. And they're spitting out the instructions and I'm like listening, but not really absorbing everything because I'm so nervous. I felt like I was about to bungee jump or something. And I'm just like, oh my God, this is so scary. But I was like, you know what? I'm not a punk. I'm just a little bit of a punk. I ain't a whole punk. You know, I'm not going to go full blown punk and like back out of this. It's a gun range. It's safe. It's cool. They put the target thing up. And they pulled it all the way to the back. And then I believe his name was Jacob, was my instructor assistant person. Sorry, I don't know his exact title. But so here we are and we're setting up and we're getting ready to shoot. He's giving me the instructions and the whole nine. And the first gun up is the Menace to Society. I'm Old Dog. Old Dog is my spirit animal. 9mm Glock, right? So I'm ready to go. He gives me the instructions. I put the gun in my hand. I put my finger, my long fingernails through the little trigger part. And he's like, okay, he's had his hand up near my hand, you know, and I'm like, all right, I'm ready to go. And my hands started shaking, my whole body started shaking, and he's like, you got it, you can do this. And I'm like, you know, yeah, okay, I can do this. And he told me like how to aim and what to look through that little thing at the top of the gun. And I'm like, okay, I got my target. And then he did a countdown, like 1, 2, 3, and I'm shaking, and I pulled that trigger, y'all. And when I tell you, it was so shocking to my entire body and my whole spirit, my whole soul just jumped out my body and ran to the other side of the room. It scared the holy bejesus out of me. Now, I grew up in the projects. If you know me and you know who Von DiCarlo is, you heard my story 1,000 times. I grew up in small town USA in the projects. But what I've never done is shoot a gun. Everybody else around me was shooting guns, but I never shot a gun. No, I did not do that. That was not my lane. Even though I grew up around it, it was not something that I was ever interested in doing. I'm very, very sensitive person. I'm not a big fan of guns, but I wanted this experience. So if anyone's listening like, oh, I thought she was hood. She talk about refining her ratchet and being refined ratchet and grow up in the projects. And they called her projects Blair Nam. Yes, all of that stuff is true. But, you know, I counted the cash. I was the cash counting stash person. You know what I'm saying? I count the cash, hide the stash. I was not the gun person. I was not the shoot 'em up, bang, bang. No, that's you know what? When the time period I grew up with, that was mostly for the guys, you know, and don't bring your sensitivity about no male, female roles. And me saying that was more about you. That was a job for the guys. Leave it at the door. Leave your sensitivities at the door. So anyway, getting back to the gun range, I am not shoot 'em up, bang, bang girl. Okay. Count the cash, have stash. All right. So now that we're clear, we're back to the gun range where my soul jumped out of my entire body. Oh my God. And I ended up on the other side of the room. I do not have a memory of this. That's how shocking it was to my soul. I literally went into shock and ran. And here's the part I left out. I dropped the gun and ran, y'all. Dropped the gun and ran to the other side of the room. Everybody in the room was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I could have killed everybody and didn't know. I dropped the 9mm Glock and ran and had no memory of it until they showed me the video. Well, actually, what came first was, because it was just one shot, you have to unload the whole clip. That's what you pay for. So I wasn't done with just that. I had to unload that whole 9mm clip and shoot the machine gun. That's what I'm there for, right? That one shot sent me into shock, ran to the other side of the room after dropping the gun. And I get back. I don't know why everybody else in the room is looking at me all crazy and scared faces. No, because I'm still kind of in shock. I took a deep breath and I go back over to the instructor, Jacob, at the little cubicle window where you shoot at your target place. And he goes, okay, ma'am, so this time, try not to drop the gun after you pull the trigger, because you could kill everyone. He caught it. That's how I didn't kill everyone in a room, is the great instructor with the glasses and curly Justin Timberlake throwback hair caught the gun when I dropped it and ran. Again, I had no memory of any of this, but they showed me the video afterwards. And first of all, I laughed my ass off after I apologized. I was like, oh my God, y'all almost killed us. So I'm very grateful for that experience. I know what it feels to shoot a Glock. I did realize that Old Dog from Menace to Society is not my spirit animal. And I'm happy about that. And I can't remember the name of the machine gun that I shot, but I'll get that information when we have this discussion, because I brought this whole story up because I hate guns. What I got out of it is what I already knew. But sometimes you have to have an experience before you can come to a final decision. And right now, it's not a secret that we need gun control in this country. But having that experience, and I had some beautiful experiences in Vegas. I also went to the Grand Canyon and we went up in a helicopter ride and flew over and into the Grand Canyon. One of the most beautiful experiences of my life. And I thought I was going to be afraid to get in a helicopter because I've never been in a helicopter before and they just look like toys to me. But after my experience at the gun range, I was like, I could get in a helicopter. And we had a female pilot. I thought that was really cool. But we go up into this helicopter and we go down into the Grand Canyon. And then we took a boat ride along the water inside the Grand Canyon. It was beautiful. And I actually got to witness erosion happening right in front of my face. One of the rocks fell and it made this big gust of smoke. And the guy who was riding, the tour person who was driving the boat, started to explain what was happening and how they are trying to stop the erosion, because he said in about 20 or 30 years, where we are riding along in this water, in this boat, is going to be covered in rocks. There won't be any more water and it'll be a walking tour. And I just learned so much. It was a fascinating, beautiful experience. And if you're ever in Vegas, take a drive over to the Grand Canyon and do the helicopter tour. I highly recommend it. It was a beautiful, beautiful experience. I went to Eagle Point. What else? I went to a old town ranch thing. I did a lot. But the gun range really, really helped me realize, one, again, how much I do not like guns. And I'm not a good shooter. And I told my mom, and I sent her some of the, I have multiple videos. I sent her a couple of videos and she laughed at me and she said, you know what, Vaughn, you don't get that from me. And I laughed. I said, I know, white lady, I know. Because my mom, she likes guns and she's licensed and she can shoot well and she has guns, and it's just never been my thing. And yes, my mom is my white parent. For any of you going, I know she's half white, half black, which is a fancy way of saying she's black. But which one? Yes, it's my white mama. And she don't have a problem with guns. She has a gun. Don't F with my mama. Don't come in her house. Shoot them up, bang, bang. It's the Wild Wild West. I do believe that old dog is her spirit animal. And God bless her, you know, she's still recovering from cancer. If any of you guys are familiar with that story, mom's is still on a feeding tube, but she is strong as fuck. Talk about a grown as fuck woman. She is strong and grown and hanging in there. And she lost her ability to swallow because of where the chemo and radiation was administered to get the tumor off of her sinuses and her face. It really did a lot of damage to her overall health. But she is cancer-free still, but she's learning how to swallow again. She's still on a feeding tube. And the last I spoke about it to you guys, she was not able to swallow anything at all. And then about, I want to say 6 months ago, she was able to swallow a drop of water. Yes, a drop was a big deal. And now she's up to the level where she can swallow an entire teaspoon of liquid. Amazing. My mother is one of the strongest people, one of the strongest women I know, and don't F with her because she's a good shot. She's not going to drop the gun and run. You better drop your gun and run when it comes to my mama. But yes, I got that out of the gun range. I confirmed that, yes, I am way too sensitive for guns. I don't like them. I wish that we didn't need them in the world. I understand everybody's constitutional rights, and I understand the argument that is going to come once I post this episode. But I want to attempt to have a conversation where we can hear both sides. Now, my side is kind of in the middle. I am an empath. I'm able to hear both sides of the story and find a way in the middle where I understand both sides of why guns are needed and why we should have them as our rights as citizens. I understand all of that. What I truly don't understand is it takes a special kind of person that could shoot that gun in real. I was at a gun range and I felt an awful negative energy come over my entire being that it shot my body and soul across the other room. I wanted to get away from that negativity so bad. What's in you? And I'm not saying or suggesting that you're a bad person. I'm saying this is my perspective and this is how I feel, but I want to hear your side. I want to hear what you have to say. What is it that makes you go, ooh, the power I have behind this gun, I'm going to go shoot an animal, a person, anything. I felt bad for my target, and I will post the picture of not just the video of me dropping a gun and all that. Yes, you will see that. But I'll post a picture of my target. Now, I'm a good shot. That target did not live, all right? I did my thing. I am a good shot. When, you know, once I was able to hold it in my hand and not run from it, I did get the rest of the clip out, the machine gun, everything went down. I had a great experience, and my target was done, okay? If that was a person or an animal, it would have been done. But I didn't feel great afterwards. I didn't feel powerful. I felt like, wow, someone has it in them to take this weapon and carry it and shoot it at a living being in real life. And that's what I want to talk about because, yes, it goes without saying we do need gun control. I don't have the answer, Sway. I don't know what the answer is to, yes, stronger background checks, stronger this, stronger that. Yes, all of that. All of that. I don't have the answers. But I do want to discuss the humanity of it. And yes, I know there's good guys and bad guys. And protect yourself. I can hear all the comments and the answers coming through. Somebody, leave a comment and tell me your perspective If you agree with me, talk about it. If you don't agree with me, talk about it. I want to hear your grown as fuck perspective. Leave your sensitivities at the door. I want to thank you for listening to my pilot episode. Also leave comments about my music at the beginning that you heard at the beginning of the podcast. I don't know if I want to keep it or not. Like I said, I think it has a cool groove about it. It's relevant to being grown as fuck, but it's kind of a throwback, too cool for school kind of thing. You know, I don't know. It's something that I threw together in less than like 10, 15 minutes on GarageBand. I threw some loops together. It's not a big deal. It's a work in progress, right? I am going to enjoy my new venture in branding, expanding my Coach Vaughn, I can't even stop calling myself Coach Vaughn. My brand as myself, a comedian, Vaughn DiCarlo, you know, overall. Yeah, you can still call me Coach. You can still call me Coach Vaughn. But I am going to enjoy venturing and expanding out the conversation, all right? I appreciate you, my grown as fuck audience and listeners, and I want to grow this with you. So again, listen up and look out to post on my Instagram and all of that. I'm going to read all of your comments, and I'm going to pick a few to discuss on a video blog. All right, so that's the plan. Welcome to 2020, bitches. Even if it's not 2020 yet, this is launching my first official episode outside of this pilot. We'll be at the top of the year. We're going to talk about it. We're going to get into it. I'm very excited. We got an election coming up. We got a lot of things coming up. We got a lot of grown as fuck conversations to have, and I want to have them with you. Thank you for listening, tuning in, and spreading the Grown as Fuck podcast around to all your grown as fuck friends. I am going to talk to you soon. All right. That's it. I'm out.